The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
They made it all the way to the NLCS for the first time since 2003. They were swept away by the Mets. But they're in a kind of a new position this year where they are the favorites going into this season, at least in the National League. They have a very deep team. Theo Epstein's done a great job over there.
There's a sports analyst who says this could be the year for the Chicago Cubs. Can you believe it? Good luck to the Cubs. Major League Baseball and the beginning of the baseball season, number 10 this week. On the Talk Radio Countdown, a survey of the hot hits, the big topics, the Talk Radio world, the News Talk Radio world here. And I'm Doug Steffen to bring you through over the next hour all of these top 10 with references from talk radio hosts around the country for the week ending Friday, April the 8th, first full week of the month of April. So let's together review the top 10 talk topics. Research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers Magazine is at talkers.com, where you can also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. And because the staff there is all about monitoring talk radio programs, they know all the hosts, the heavy hundred. If you want to know who's on that list, you can check it out at talkers.com. So let's continue as the list has been determined. We count from number 10 to number 1. And as a reminder, Major League Baseball, the beginning of the season, let's hit it out of the park. Number 10.
Number 9.
More sports acclamation because of the NCAA men's basketball championship. I think it ought to be men's and women together because they both were pretty exciting this year. Here are radio hosts Chris DeGaul and Paige Powers talking about how amazing that final game was.
I've never been more grateful I stayed awake to watch any sporting event, and not because I had a singular rooting interest in it. I did not. I did not have any feeling about that game. I mean, yes, because I knew some people that were tangentially tied to Villanova, I thought it would have been nice for them, but when you have absolutely zero passion about either team personally, you can watch it as a truly dispassionate observer. And I got to tell you, as a purely dispassionate observer, that was the most spectacular sporting event finish, personally, that I've ever seen. And I've watched some really fun finishes that I can remember. I've seen a World Series win in person now, which was great. Never seen a Super Bowl win. But even so, even with those things, you've never seen it end like that.
And that's what they're saying across the board, nationally even, too, that this was the game to watch.
This was one of the finest endings to a sporting event in all of history. And it's not the buzzer beater thing. I did see some contrarians going, buzzer beaters happen all the time. It's not the buzzer beater unto itself. It's the way North Carolina ties it with 4 seconds left, and then Villanova answers. That's what makes it. Which, the thing that makes this so special is not the buzzer beater. I don't want to take it from Villanova, but what makes this so special is that North Carolina made you think, oh, well, now we're going to have to sit around in overtime. There's no scenario Villanova comes back and wins that thing while the ball's in the air and the clock runs out. There's not a scenario, is there? Now, I don't even know this sport, and I don't want to take anything from Villanova. North Carolina, have you ever had two, other than you have to have 3 points separate them ultimately to make Villanova the winner, have you ever seen a more just kind of evenly matched back and forth?
It could have gone either way easily.
Number eight, another event, if you will, the countdown backed on either end by sports at one end and politics at the other, but entertainment's in there this week as well because it was the finale, at least so we're told, of this version of American Idol. Here are host John Hines, along with Matt Rush from TV Guide, discussing the wrapping up of 15 seasons of Idol.
American Idol. This is the finale, correct?
It's the finale, yeah. And it seems weird because it's the first week of April, really. And used to be that American Idol would wait until the very last night of the season in May, at the very end of May, and the build-up would take weeks and weeks and weeks, and it'd be this incredibly huge who's going to win American Idol. And this time it's like, well, gee, that went pretty fast. They started the show in January, and then once they got the top 10, they started eliminating two a week for a couple of weeks anyway, and then all of a sudden it's here. It's going to be somewhat overshadowed by the fact that this final episode of American Idol is just going to be an all-star event with everybody from the past, all the winners from the past, Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, you name it. They're all coming back for this big finale. And at some point, I guess, they'll announce who the new winner of American Idol is, but it will hardly matter because it's more about the history of the show at this point and the fact that the show isn't what the show used to be.
Okay, now let me ask a couple of questions about this here. Because Simon Cowell already been on. I know he was going to come back. I think even William Hung was going to be back, or was that earlier in the week?
Well, some of that might have been done in the retrospective, and I'm pretty sure that Simon. I didn't get to watch the retrospective yet.
But, I didn't either.
But I'm pretty sure that Simon, they said all the original judges were going to be reflecting on the history of the show, and he participated in the TV Guide story for us, so I have a feeling he was probably around for that. But whether he shows up in the finale, it would make sense if he did to take a final bow, because the show was never the same after he left. But the other thing is that at the end of May, you'll be seeing him joining the judging panel of America's Got Talent, which he produces, and so that's going to be a huge boost for that show to have Simon Cowell back on TV on a judging panel, because as like I said, the wind really went out of the sails when he left the show, when he brought the X Factor over, which was a flop here, and then the Voice came along making more noise, but it has never generated the kind of stars that American Idol has generated over the years, especially in its like first decade.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned this early on during the show, that when Idol was on, you wouldn't put any good programming against it or any new programming, because Idol was always the clear-cut winner.
It was a show killer, at its height, for sure.
Yeah, but that's kind of changed here of late now.
Well, it has changed. I mean, here we have the finale of American Idol, and it would normally be the biggest thing of any given season, let alone any given week. And CBS is throwing all of their regular shows, all have new episodes, so it's going to be a new Big Bang Theory, a new Mom. They're bringing back The Odd Couple. Don't ask me why, but they're bringing it back for a second season. It's very possible that it might not even be the highest rated show of the night, because The Big Bang Theory is so truly popular that in the first half hour, when they're head-to-head, people might be watching, Big Bang Theory. All of the Shonda Rhimes shows are new tonight, so it's a new Grey's Anatomy and Scandal and this new thing called The Catch, so all those are new, and no one is rolling over for American Idol this year. It really isn't, it just isn't the same phenomenon that it used to be.
I don't know whether I've not seen any ratings yet, the overnights are not in, but because Simon was actually on, I'm going to bet that the American Idol wrap-up could have been number one, because people wanted to see him for the obvious reasons. You're listening to the weekly talk radio countdown show at 14 past the hour.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. and the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Number 7.
Let's keep the ball bouncing here as we review the top talk topics of the week. At number 7, a number of so-called religious freedom laws that were passed and or announced this week. A lot of discussion about that sort of thing from Georgia, Mississippi, and Indiana. Here are Terry Miners, a talk radio person, talking to Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky about some of these so-called religious freedom laws.
Governors are passing things that are an affront to LGBT and minorities in general. In Kentucky, should we be fearful of Senate Bill 180 or anything like it that's a religious freedom bill?
Well, we should be, because what we've seen is, we're seeing in North Carolina now, that major employers are all rising up in resistance to these things, and just saw where PayPal is—they're going to reverse a multi-million-dollar investment decision in North Carolina because of the action they took. I think Mississippi will see that, and many of these things. From what I know about the Mississippi law, I think it's going to be challenged and thrown out by federal court pretty quickly. The idea that you can discriminate as a business owner, discriminate against customers because you their sexual orientation, I don't think that'll pass constitutional muster.
Yeah, but we should watch it here in Kentucky, because obviously that financial pressure, when I know they talk to the Super Bowl, people talk to the people in Georgia or whatever, there, that's a lot of financial pressure. And the NCAA just produced a beautiful regional right here in Louisville that brings a lot of money. Just one example.
Yeah, exactly. Georgia's governor, even though he's of the same party that passed that, decided to veto it, because he understood the economic impact. Mike Pence had to reverse a similar type of law, a related type of law in Indiana, when the NCAA, among others, said, no, this isn't where we want to be if that's the perspective of the government. So the world has changed in that regard. It's not coming back, I think any of these efforts are going to create considerable political and economic backlash.
Isn't it too bad that it takes that to realize that that sort of thing is wrong? Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky this past week filed a lawsuit against that state, saying a new state law restricting abortion was unconstitutional. All these socially motivated laws, one of the reasons that people like Cruz don't really make it big in politics is because people don't want that sort of thing legislated. Sure, there's strong feelings about it, but a lot of people just don't want it legislated. Food for thought on the countdown. It's 21 past the hour. Number 6 up next here.
Thank you. so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number 6.
Yes, the tradition continues here on the countdown with a focus on the Panama Papers. Wow, what a hot story this is this week. For me, it may be number 1. Here is host Guy Gordon talking to Nathan Borney from USA Today about the scope of the investigation and whether we're going to start hearing about Americans that are named in all of these leaked documents.
You were among a team of reporters and investigative reporters that had been looking at these records for more than a year, both in Europe and around the world. First of all, any American titans of industry, rich and famous, involved in this yet? It's been notable for its lack of American involvement.
Yeah, it has. I have to acknowledge the hundreds of reporters who have actually gone through all these records, and I've only had a chance to, over the last couple of days, really dig into this. And so I can't say for sure if there are any major U.S. people who are involved in this, but I do know that there are rumors that we could see unfolding a series of reports that exposes more people than we've seen so far, because so far it's been primarily world leaders, politicians, people like associates of Vladimir Putin, Bashar Assad, Viktor Poroshenko, and other folks who, you know,
Mubarak.
Mubarak from Egypt, people who you may not necessarily be surprised have offshore accounts, but nonetheless, it's details into the finances of the rich and famous.
What about the fallout in this? What we basically have, there are many of the poster bad boys anyway, be it Putin or Bashar Assad, who have been looting their treasuries, and we know they've been doing this. Now we have evidence of this. What's been the fallout in their countries?
I don't think there's been much yet. I think that the potential implications are that this is a view into the inner workings of the global financial system and how you can shift money around the world in a secretive way and essentially keep anything you want to keep under wraps if you have the right context, like this Panamanian law firm where all these documents were housed. And so I think what we could see is some pressure on the global financial players like the banks. We see HSBC and UBS, or a couple that have helped set up some of of these accounts, I could see some pressure on them to really put the clamp down on this type of account creation.
Now, we're talking about this law firm. It's Mossack Fonseca. They have tried to alibi this, saying, look, we just help these people set up these corporations. There's no law against that. What they do with those corporations is beyond our purview.
Yeah, I think there is something to be said for that in the sense that having an offshore account is not necessarily illegal. In fact, many people do it. But, of course, what you do with that money then, and, of course, the laws in individual countries are different. So, yeah, it's true that offshore account activity is not necessarily illegal, but obviously there are some very shadowy transactions occurring here. We see yachts. We see luxury homes in London. We see spending that you might want to keep away from your constituents. So there's obviously reasons to keep it secret. And when there's no spotlight on it, when there's no sunlight on these types of deals, you have to immediately wonder what's really going on here.
Well, I had to laugh. I was talking about this with my son last night. He brought it to my attention when he picked it up off a German news link on Sunday evening and said, you know, I guess we really don't know who belongs on the Forbes 400 anymore of richest around the world, because if they're offshoring all of this, you really don't know.
That's right. And, you know, estimating the net worth of these folks is really a part of our game. It's so difficult, especially with someone like Vladimir Putin, whose associates have made billions of dollars in part because of his rise to power.
One of the things that's interesting to note, however, if you're an observer of how to hide money, you don't have to go to Panama. You can set up a shell corporation in the U.S. Pretty simple, especially in states like Delaware and Wyoming and Nevada. So this is it's part of the lives of the rich and famous, and why not, right? 28, the tax laws need to be changed. We'll talk about that later. 28 after on the countdown.
An Iowa woman maintains that corporation is not a slight against farming. You'll meet her today on the Successful Farming radio magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Stacy Pellett's day job is for a big corporation. She's manager of customer and channel experience for John Deere. Stacy and her husband Mike are also part of another corporation, Pellett Farms of Atlantic, Iowa.
The need for food is not going to go away. And so having the consumer who perhaps doesn't have an opportunity to interact with us as farmers understand that what we do is intended to provide food that's safe for you and your family, that is high quality, that is sustainable, that is something that you can count on, that you know that you don't have to worry about what you're feeding your children. That's what we're doing in our corporate family farm. And it is overwhelmingly gratifying to be a part of something that you know touches the entire world.
For the Successful Farming Radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Alrighty then, let's see where we are at this point, recapping where the first half of the countdown has gone. If you're just joining us, you'll be able to hear the second half, but for your information, the first half included at number 10, the beginning of the baseball season, number 9, the end of the men's basketball season, the women's basketball season on the college level, American Idol ending is number 8, the laws passed around the country, various states that affect one's freedom in terms of religion. The Panama Papers, number 6. So let's keep hopping along here.
Number 5.
Number 5, what the latest conversation is with regard to Iran. Here are our hosts, Jack Harris, Ted Webb, talking to correspondent Rachel Sutherland about the Navy stopping an Iranian ship, which just so happened to be full of weaponry.
The Navy ship stopped a massive Iranian armed shipment, and wouldn't that be contrary to the Iranian agreement that the president has signed with Iran?
Well, I'm not sure that it necessarily violates that, but I do know that on Friday, the president said that Iran is violating the spirit of the Iranian nuclear deal, if not the letter. Now, some people might say, okay, this clearly violates the letter of the deal as well, because what we found here on this ship in the Arabian Sea is thousands of weapons, AK-47 rifles, rocket-propelled grenade launchers, 50-caliber machine guns. This is a lot of stuff, and I don't think they were having a rummage sale. I mean, the Pentagon believes this is on its way to Yemen, which, as you know, has been a place where terrorists like to hide out, and where Iran has been backing these what they're called Houthi rebels there as they're waging a proxy war against the Saudi-led coalition that is actually backed by the United States. So this is really an in-your-face kind of move.
It really is. And, you know, what do you think Iran's going to do with that $150 billion they're going to get back? They're going to spread that stuff all over the Middle East.
That's been a lot of the concern, especially when it came to when this deal was being negotiated. You'll remember there was concern about Iran being a state sponsor of terrorism, and something that the White House didn't even deny at the time, and that perhaps they might use some of this money to continue to fund those activities. Of course, the United States and the nations brokering this deal were saying that, well, we will be watching them and making sure they don't do this, and maybe that's, you know, this is part of what that is. In fact, the Washington Post this morning reporting that this is some third time in just the past few months that the U.S. has seized weapons like this.
I'm wondering what kind of retaliation there's going to be, or what we're going to do. I guess we're probably going to let it slide and just, hey, you guys don't do that anymore. You're making us look bad.
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard what exactly will be the Pentagon's response to this. I understand that the Navy took the weapons and let the crew go. And not sure if even the nationality of the crew that was on this ship. So you have to, apparently since this happened in waters there, international waters, you have to find a country willing to prosecute, so they let the crew go.
Number four
item, more hoopla about our not-so-close friends and some of the people in the world, countries in the world that aren't our friends at all, like North Korea. So that drum continued to beat this week, the nuclear threats from North Korea. Here's host Joe Piscopo. Yep, that Joe Piscopo, who has a radio show in New York, talking to analyst Gordon Chang about the latest nuclear overtures from North Korea.
What is North Korea doing now, Gordon Chang?
The most important thing that the NORCs are doing is they restarted their plutonium facility at Yongbin. It apparently did that in the beginning of March. You know, plutonium is fissile material. It can be used to power a nuclear weapon. And they've got two paths to a bomb. One plutonium, the other is uranium, and they're building bombs as fast as they can.
Like nuclear, they are building bombs. We see that in satellite images, Gordon.
Well, what's happened is there is smoke from the facility at Yongbin, which means that they're heating the building up, which means that there's activity inside. And so, therefore, we surmise that they are actually starting the reprocessing of plutonium. The director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, in February said that the North Koreans were going to start to do that in a very short period.
Yeah.
And apparently they started in the first week of March.
Well, and officials are saying that North Korea can put nuclear weapons on mid-range missiles. Is that accurate?
That certainly is accurate. They can put it on their Nodong missile, which can hit Japan, parts of China, of course, South Korea. But they very well may be able to put it on their longer-range missiles. They've got one called the KN-08 missile.
Right.
That can hit the West Coast. We think they can put a nuke on top of that, though that's not confirmed. But if they can't do it today, Joe, they'll be able to do it next year or 2018. So that's coming in a very short period if they can't do it already.
You think, Gordon Chang, that Kim Jong-un would actually do something like that? Is that really a legitimate fear that this, and forgive me for calling the guy a nut job, but he seems like he's completely whacked out of his mind, and the head of North Korea is going to actually try to send a missile to California, God forbid?
Yeah, I don't think that he would actually do that because it has what's called a return address, which means that we would retaliate immediately and completely wipe out North Korea. But there are things that he could do. So, for instance, he could take a bomb, take it apart, smuggle it into the U.S. Remember, we've got more or less open borders, and reassemble it and take it, you know, detonate it in a U.S. city. So that's something that actually the U.S. government worries about. They could do that. And by the way, that doesn't have a return address because it's not sent by a missile.
Yeah, yeah.
And because we don't know all their isotopes of uranium, they may be able to get away with it because we might not be able to do the nuclear forensics on it.
Number three
item, after you have a chilly rude awakening, listening to that last bit of information there, the battle against Daesh. Here's talk host Tommy Tucker with military analyst, retired U.S. Naval Commander Chris Harmer. They discussed whether Daesh could possibly be a nuclear threat, a la what we were just talking about with the North Koreans.
If you go to Amazon, you can buy some, Amazon.com, you can buy some radioactive uranium and ore sample.
How far do you go from that, or what involved in the steps? How do you go from that to constructing a nuclear weapon? And I don't think it's a foolish question, because if you can get it on Amazon, it would seem like it's not that hard to get, unless this has nothing to do with a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the question, because there is so much misinformation out there about nuclear weapons, nuclear capabilities, et cetera. On the one hand, if you're going to build a nuclear weapon, that requires a massive industrial infrastructure. You think back to the U.S. during World War II. We had literally tens of thousands of scientists, engineers, workers, massive buildings. Building a nuclear weapon itself is an extraordinarily massive undertaking. On the other hand, building a dirty bomb with radioactive material is not. So I think the more likely scenario is that ISIS will try to get its hands on a dirty bomb, get its hands on radioactive material, and use that to disperse radioactive material in a highly populated area. Now, that doesn't mean that ISIS is not trying to get an actual nuclear weapon. It just means they're not going to be able to build it on their own. If they were to acquire a nuclear weapon, they would have to go out and get it from an existing nuclear power, which is certainly a threat. I think the far greater threat is that ISIS will obtain nuclear radioactive material, pack it around a conventional bomb, light that bomb off in a highly populated area, and then just sit back and watch all the chaos that would ensue from that. So it's a legitimate threat. We just have to stack them from the most likely scenarios, a dirty bomb, to the least likely scenario, which would be an actual nuclear weapon.
I'm reading an article here on CNN. It says experts say such materials are easily found in hundreds of commercial and industrial facilities in Europe. In terms of ISIS obtaining the radiological, I can say it, and then the mechanics to assemble and detonate such a crude device are simple and well known. So I guess given that, is that an accurate statement? And secondly, how likely is it, and I know what you just said, but how likely, if you could put it on a scale of 1 to 10, are we looking at a dirty bomb eventually going off, eventually being...
Yeah, well, let's look at the probability of ISIS trying this. It's a 10. It's an absolute 100%. They are actively trying to get this together now. One of the things that's happening in the ISIS caliphate is they are starting to lose territory in a shocking turn of events. There's just not that many people who want to live under a medieval barbaric interpretation of a religion like this. So they are losing support inside the physical caliphate. As that happens, they will shift their focus from conventional warfare back to terrorism. One of the things their highest priority right now, I would say, is getting a nuclear device, probably of the dirty bomb. So it's 100% likelihood that they're actually working on this right now. The ability to do it, I would say it's probably over a 10-year time scale. I would say there's probably a 70 to 80% chance they'll actually get it off.
All right, so the story that follows on that we have trending on the Good Day site at DougStefan.com is the focus that Daesh has on harnessing apps and websites trying to distribute its radio station via the Internet all over the Middle East. They have released three versions of a radio app on the Android platform. The report was seen and distributed by FoxNews.com. The first couple of stations were experimental. There is a link, if you go there, to download an app so you can get on the radio, if you will, on a web radio station, all kinds of reports that are generated by Daesh. Started on the 2nd of April. That's pretty hot under circumstances. Think about that. Radio Daesh. 44 past the hour on the countdown.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Short sleeve tees for her, just $4.99. Men's polos, just $8.99. Infant tops and bottoms, $4. Performance tops for her, just $7.99. $24.99, Fila shoes. The big one bath towel, only $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Wednesday through Sunday. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
663 million people around the world lack access to clean drinking water. Women and children often bear the burden of walking hours each day for water, time that could be spent at school or work. Access to clean, safe water transforms lives. This year, Emergency and Charity Water have teamed up to transform communities affected by the global water crisis. With help from Fuller House actress Lori Loughlin, the organizations will work to bring clean water to communities in Ethiopia.
As a mother, the facts about the global water crisis are startling. I'm working with Emergency and Charity Water to ask you to help lift the burden with the 40 pounds challenge. 40 pounds represents the weight of a water-filled jerry can that women and children carry every day to bring water to their families. To participate, upload a picture of yourself to Instagram or Twitter holding anything up to 40 pounds with the hashtag 40 pounds and tag at Emergency. For every picture, a donation of $5 will go to funding clean water sources in Ethiopia.
Visit emergencytransforms.com for official challenge rules.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Number two.
Illegal immigration is in the second position from affiliate KFAB in Omaha. Host Scott Voorhees talked to immigration attorney Josh Weir.
Let's say I'm a dreamer. I've graduated high school, and I come to you and say, look, there's a lot of talk, a lot of arguing about this case. I don't want to be subject to not being able to get a job. I want a path to some sort of documentation. What do we do?
If you entered the country prior to the age of 16, and this was prior to 2012, in 2012, the administration announced the program Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. You had to demonstrate that you were either a graduate of high school or that you were working toward a graduation, or you obtained your GED or working toward a GED, that you not have certain disqualifying criminal convictions, and that you came here during the specified time period and you were of the certain age. If you do that, there's a form that you can file. It costs $465. And once you file that, if you are approved, then you get a work permit. And getting that work permit does allow you to work.
For how long?
You have to renew it every year, I believe.
Is that another 400 some bucks?
Yes.
And so you just do this for... For how long? Is there an actual path where someone can have things all go on the up and up here? It seems like it just keeps getting delayed, and why even do it at that point when so many people who aren't trying to do things the right way are already working?
Well, it is available to you. I guess you have to renew it every 2 years.
Okay.
But it is the only way that you can work lawfully. If you don't have this and you say a number of people are working without this, well, they have to get false documentation in order for their employer to get through E-Verify.
That seems a lot easier. Why don't I just do that?
Well, anybody who's available for deferred action is pursuing it because then they don't have to worry about getting
arrested. I'm talking about the false documentation. That seems a lot easier. In fact, why don't I just present you some false documentation? Say, yeah, I went to this school and I've been here for this long and here's some documents.
Well, that's why immigration has a process whereby they verify those records and they do background checks on these individuals. I'm sure that it's possible that you could falsify those records, but most of these individuals, you know, here in Omaha are going to Omaha public schools, and they're coming in with former IDs from elementary school with their picture on it, and you've got, you know, transcripts for all the way K through 12, and so most of the ones that we see, it's pretty clear-cut cases that they've been here for quite a long time period.
All right, number one up next. Stand by for that here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one is the presidential race. No surprise there. Here's host Vicki McKenna talking about some Wisconsin voters who are saying that Ted Cruz stole the primary election from Donald Trump.
The idea that, you know, these substantial margins could be generated by fraud. But it's called the margin of fraud. You've heard this phrase, the margin of fraud. The margin of fraud is only, you know, a half a point or a point. And it typically happens, you know, when there are very scattered rules governing elections. In our state, we've really tightened up the rules, dramatically improving the prospect that we are going to go through elections with little to no attempts at voter fraud, at least not on election day. We'll have some absentee ballot voter fraud. We may have some registration fraud still, but we've dramatically improved our ability to get beyond that small margin of fraud that can take place when there's a very, very close election in our state. 13 points isn't the margin of fraud. The delusion that is embraced by people who somehow believe that, you know, you can steal that many votes. You can't. You can't. It's just, it's so implausible as to be almost impossible. You would have to have every election official, every person manning a polling location, everyone just walking away and not doing their jobs at all to ever even create the conditions where it might be possible to steal 13 points worth of votes. Here's the thing. Donald Trump got his butt handed to him. Let me borrow from a headline that was generated after Trump was on a talk radio show in Rockford, Illinois, bashing Wisconsin, where he said, "I sent Scott Walker packing like a little boy." Well, yesterday, Wisconsin voters sent Donald Trump packing like a little boy, period. That's what happened. The voters said, no, thank you.
Think she likes Cruz? Oh, maybe. Here's another talk radio host, personality named Mark Reardon, talking to political analyst Anthony Salvanto about the candidates and what's going to happen in New York, how each candidate could play in the battle for New York State.
The candidates are all in New York right now, aren't they?
They are. They're all in this neck of the woods here. You know, what's happening here, Mark, is we've seen Donald Trump up by a substantial margin in the New York polls, including in ours. But the reason the rest of the candidates are here is they're going around district by district trying to maybe pick off one or two in that attempt to slow Donald Trump down a little bit, because the delegates are given out district by district here in New York, Mark.
It's not possible for Trump to still cinch the nomination, but after Wisconsin becomes a little bit more difficult. Have you seen, from your perspective, some of the polling, any shift in the electorate going on in the past month? And I don't know if you have a recent poll from the past couple of weeks after sort of that 10-day period where Trump, you know, stepped on his toes quite a bit.
Well, what was interesting was that in our polling in Wisconsin and a few other states, you saw that for Donald Trump supporters, some of those controversial comments were already baked into the cake. And what I mean by that is they often said that they felt, even though they were supporting Donald Trump, they were completely with him, they were strong supporters, but that, yes, sometimes they felt his statements went too far. Okay, they were voting for him anyway. So that didn't really cost him support from people who were already on his side. What may be happening, though, is that for those voters who are on the fence, who are considering him but not there yet, those were the ones who said, more likely to say, that they would be upset if he were the nominee after they thought that he went a little too far with his statements. So, you know, what you want to do as a front runner is you want to hang on to your supporters, of course, but then grow a little bit. And in order for him to get that majority, he is going to have to pull over another 5-10 points on the Republican side. And so the question becomes, can he do that?
All right. So let's review here by looking at the poll that's posted at DougStephan.com. We always do this at the end of the week, list all of the top 10 talk topics, and you can tell us which one is most important to you. We've just told you that the survey by talkers suggests presidential race is number one, illegal immigration number two, the battle against Daesh is three, what's going on with the North Koreans is four, what's happening in Iran is five, Panama Papers six, religious freedom law seven, the American Idol finale is eight, basketball champions, the NCAA basketball world was nine, and Major League Baseball getting started was 10. So what do you think of that group? I told you the Panama Papers was what I thought was most important, but that's my opinion. We're looking for your opinion and not necessarily any research. So give it a thought and a shot at DougStephan.com. This is the weekly talk radio countdown.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.